following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey there, Refuge family, and those tuning in to Refuge Daily. Welcome to another Thankful Thursday. This is Mike Rogers, and I have Peter and Linda right.
They're on my right.
They're not left. My right. So I have asked them to come today to share a little bit with you. But before we do that, I want to share on this wonderful day just a little bit of scripture that I pulled from Paul's writing to the Philippians. And it's talking about being content. It says, I know both how to make do with a little, and I know how to make do with a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need. So on this Thanksgiving day, we hope that we're being fed, and we also want the scriptures to be fed. And so I've asked Peter and Linda to share some things about being content and those times that we are not content. So God bless you and enjoy this Thankful Thursday.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having us into your house on this Thanksgiving. My name is Peter. This is my beautiful wife, Linda. And we're going to talk to you first about how Thanksgiving and Christmas used to be every year in our house. Like the day after Thanksgiving, we'd be looking around and I would see it, my wife's face, and just look at it. I'd say, what's going on?
Oh, no. Can you believe Christmas is just around the corner? Oh, my dear. December.
Again?
It's in December.
Oh, my
December 25th,
gosh.
To be exact.
Did you say it?
I didn't. Did you?
No, I wasn't going to say it.
Well, we were going to. Remember, we were going to do something.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
that.
Oh,
I guess we never did it, huh?
Well,
oh, wow.
I have a Discover card.
Can we do that?
Yeah, I think it's maxed out, but I'm going to call them tomorrow and see if I can extend it some more.
Well, we got to figure out what we're going to do because you know we have to buy presents for the kids, my mom, dad, brothers, sisters, aunts. Oh, and some of them are married, the spouses, and the kids.
Oh, man.
Their kids.
That's crazy. And you have 8 brothers and sisters. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And our 3 kids, we got to really treat them well. They were really good kids this year. So you know what? Let me call MasterCard too. Maybe we can get them to give us a card.
Oh, we got to do something because we need to buy presents for all those people. You know that.
So we would go out. We would shop. We'd spend a crazy amount of money for people that maybe they didn't deserve their gift or not. But we would spend it. We didn't have a plan. We'd just go to the mall, walk around. Oh, that sweater looks good for Uncle Joe, and this one's good for Jeremy, so on and so forth. And it was crazy how much money we spent. We had to have tamales. Everybody has to have tamales. But you know what? We did not have a plan. And guess what happened in January?
We got a bill.
A big, big bill.
It was a bill.
Crazy. They extended that credit. I got the other credit card. We were another $8,000 in debt. And guess how much money we didn't have to pay for that bill?
None. Oh, boy.
We paid the minimum.
We had
month after
we
month.
We didn't have that kind of money.
I didn't have that kind of money. But they had our back, huh?
Yeah, they knew we would do something like that, didn't
they? They had a plan.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have a plan. Well, that no longer happens in our household. We have a plan, and what we want to do is share with you over the next few minutes on the plan that you can have over the next 4 weeks to get ready to spend as much cash as you can for those people you love at Christmas.
But first, we're going to start as though you were us, and we found ourselves in the position. What are we going to do? We only have till now, Thanksgiving, till Christmas to get the presents.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Well, we start with a Christmas budget.
Yeah, we do.
Every Christmas year. Plan. So you list all the people that you want to buy a gift for. And then you also need to think of all those other things that you need to buy. Maybe extra food, special
tamales.
Food.
Yeah, you got to have tamales.
And maybe you need to buy decorations.
You got to go to your Christmas party.
Yeah, we have to go to the party. So you have to list that on there. Now you're going to make that list. And next to that, you're going to put a dollar amount. How much do you think each of those items or each of the gifts for those people will cost? And then you look at that bottom line. What's that total? And you say, realistically, can I do this from now till Christmas? And the answer to that is no. You got to change something. So you got to see, is there somebody that is not going to be on that list this year? Got to take them away. Or maybe you're going to have to change the amount next to that item. Because you only have so much money to save from here to there. Another thing you might decide to do is like, well, I don't want to take anybody off this list and I don't want to change the amounts. I can do it. So what you got to do is get another job. seasonal, part-time job.
You know what? And that's not easy, but everybody is hiring. During this season, you'll see a sign on just about every restaurant around. Everybody can wash dishes. You can sit there at McDonald's. You can work at FedEx, Target, Walmart. Man, there's so many of them. Amazon's hiring right now like crazy. You can do Uber, Lyft. You can walk a dog. You can, it goes on and on. You can babysit. That's a good one too. But you know what you have to do is you have to get some money between now and Christmas in order to make your goal.
Well, you know, there's something else you could do.
What?
You know what? You don't necessarily have to buy a gift.
Oh.
You could make a gift, or you could be very creative. Maybe you can make something out of crafts. Maybe you can knit something or crochet something.
I saw something on YouTube that was really easy. It was a rope and a basket and some glue, and it made a really cool plant thing.
You can do that too.
Yeah, I can do that. I can do that because I'm kind of crafty.
Or maybe you're willing to offer a service. You can make a certificate and say, this is good towards babysitting. So you can give that to them, and when they want to go out on a date, they redeem that certificate, and you babysit for them. Who'd want to have a babysitter? Or maybe you could do something similar and say, I will take care of your dog while you're on your vacation.
Wow, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a good cook, or maybe there's that one thing that you love to cook, enchiladas. And you know what? You know that they love enchiladas. You can cook it for them and give it to them. And it doesn't even have to be around Christmas. It could be in July. And remember that certificate I gave you about dinner? It's time to redeem it. What a great way to do that. But you know what? So you're sacrificing your time, your creativity. So you know what? There's another way to sacrifice on how to save money. So those are great ways to make money. But how to save money? When you're driving down the road and there's this caffeine store that you love to stop in every day, keep going. Make yourself a cup of coffee on the way to work. And you know what? Say, you know what? There's that $5 place I used to stop every day. By the end of the week, it's another $20 that you've saved. What's some other ways?
What else can we do? What do you think?
Something about lunch, maybe?
Yep. You can always just make your lunch at home and bring it to work. That's what you're going to eat. And stop going out so much. Sacrifice today so that you can buy all those gifts that you want on that list, right? You just have to eat at home and quit going out all the time.
So we have to save. And you know what Proverbs 22:7 says? What does it say?
The borrower is slave to the lender.
So you know what a credit card is? There's somebody that's lending you money. You might not see them. It might not be that person at work lending you money. But there's a company out there, Chase, MasterCard, yep, Discover, that is lending you money at exorbitant fees, and they want their money back. They got you back, and you are slave to them every time you do it. So let's look at ways that we can not use a credit card.
Why? We'll tell you another reason why is because they knew that's most likely we would do. So they add interest and sometimes even penalties.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because I tell you what, January is going to come around pretty quick. So you have your plan. You have your budget. You know what? The important thing is now you've worked so hard for that extra money. Maybe you worked 2 or 3 hours a day at Starbucks or something. You did some work and you got some extra money. You did the babysitting, buying the presents. So you're not going to just go out there and walk around the mall. Remember, you made your list of who you're going to buy things for and what you're going to buy. So now you have to be intentional.
Yep. Look for deals. Where's the best place to buy what you want to buy? Right?
Yeah, that's common sense. And they're so easy now to look for deals. You can shop around Amazon. There's so many websites out there that will compare the sites of the different sites, the prices of the different sites, and give you the best deal. So sometimes you don't even have to go to the mall. But you know what? It's always fun to go to the mall around this time of year. I love it. It's pretty cool. So you know what? Remember, even if you're buying the ingredients for the things that you're going to buy, look at the ingredients and shop around. You don't have to buy the very best flour to make those cookies. You can buy the cheaper flour.
Yeah, still sure.
Yeah, you know, you still make cookies really good, just like mom used to make. You know what? And you worked so hard for that money, and God has given you that money because you worked hard. You sacrificed. You took your time and you did it. But you know what? It's all God's money. And what you want to do, say you get a good deal on something and you had $40 for that person and it was only $32. Guess what? You got $8 to buy other things for other people.
You could just save it.
Oh, yes.
That would be me.
Okay, so you've had a wonderful Christmas. You sacrificed your time. You sacrificed your money. You put time into a job. You stuck to your budget. But what happens next year?
Next year?
Yeah.
We're going to do even better because we're going to start with our planning today or next year. So in December.
Yeah. December. Right after you listen to this,
your mind.
Right after this video, go to your bank the next day.
Get to it. And you're going to start a Christmas savings account.
So easy. Probably takes 5 minutes.
Yeah, what happens?
So you walk in there and say, hello, my name is Peter Wright. I'd like to start a Christmas savings account. And they said, how much would you like to do? I would like to put $25 a month into that account.
$25 a month. So if they start taking $25 in January and then they give it to us in November, how much will we have?
$300.
$300.
Oh, too easy.
Woohoo.
Too easy.
And now you need to evaluate. Was $300 too much or too little for you? So just change the amount that you're going to be saving to accommodate your needs.
You know what, guys? There's so much we've just unpacked with you. We're having a Financial Peace University class. What day, Linda?
It's going to be on Sundays. Sundays, 4 o'clock, here at Refuge.
January
16th.
Oh, that's too easy. There's a lot more. It's a 9-week class, and we would love to unpack all these things with you. So we want to wish you again, happy Thanksgiving.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.